This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg. Only two of Colorado's House members voted in favor of the Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, on Friday. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, was one of them.
And when it comes to space, the space missions that we have, many of which are in Colorado Springs, when it comes to hypersonics, when it comes to modernizing our nuclear triad, we've made a lot of good progress in this bill.
All of Colorado's Democratic members voted no on the NDAA in protest of anti-abortion and anti-transgender amendments added by Republicans. And GOP Representative Ken Buck also voted against the bill because he says it's too expensive. Michael Hancock leaves office tomorrow after 12 years as mayor of Denver. In his three terms, he's had a number of challenges, including police misconduct, gun violence, and civil unrest. But he says the city's unprecedented growth was eye-opening.
And then one day, feeling pretty good about the direction of the city, I got stopped on the 16th Street Mall by a gentleman who said, "Mayor, what about those of us who are being left behind right now?"
Hancock says his perspective on equality has evolved. His administration was the first in city history to allocate money from the general fund for affordable housing, but he acknowledges there's still much more to do. And this is CPR News and KRCC. Sunny for Colorado today in Denver and the Springs, forecast highs in the lower 90s, Grand Junction 101.